88.9 WLRY, live online, WLRY.org. Blessed to have a special guest with us now, singer, songwriter, author, speaker, Kathy Tricoli. Kathy, welcome. You wear a lot of hats, don't you?
I was going to say, there's a lot of adjectives you were using for me in that introduction.
Yeah, I guess we could throw entrepreneur in there as well, huh?
Yeah, oh my gosh, I've just been, I definitely am not a person that lets grass grow. Yes, I have a lot of interest.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's start back where it all began. How did you get started singing?
Well, my father discovered my voice singing to a Carole King record years ago, and I was in my room, and he knocked on the door, and he said, "That sounds great. Sing it for Daddy again." And,
oh, wow. Yeah.
I haven't stopped singing since. And I sang in clubs in high school, and then at 20 years old, I'll just give you the Reader's Digest version, I gave my life to the Lord. I was a religious girl, but didn't understand anything about faith and faith in Jesus. And before I knew it, I was just taking my guitar and played a little piano, was writing love songs to him, and didn't have any idea that there was something called contemporary Christian music out there. And through opening a concert for a group called Glad years ago, they had a record deal with Word in Nashville and told them about me. And before I knew it, I was in Nashville, Tennessee within 2 years of my faith. And that's how it all began.
Yeah. So you come from kind of a singer-songwriter background. In fact, I heard an interview with you, that Carole King album was the classic Tapestry album, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I listened to it day and night. Didn't everybody at that time.
Right.
It's one of the top records for females.
Yeah, still one of the top-selling albums of all time. Well, you have been blessed to continue your career, and one of the songs I think that resonates with a lot of people is Go Light Your World. Give me the background on that and how you came about to record that.
Well, when you're about to do a recording, and especially at this time when I was with Reunion Records, you know, they have, you kind of bring your songs, and then people pitch their songs to you. And I heard this little tape of Chris Rice at the time playing guitar, and it was called The Candle Song. And he would sing it for church camps. And I thought, this song is amazing, and it's an anthem, and I want to record it like an anthem. And little did I know, it would be as big as it was, but also it's been used in so many ways to for celebrations, for sending people off to the mission field,
right,
for motivating so many people to go and just do what God's asking them to do. And so I usually close my events with that song.
Yes. And well, tell me a little bit about the event coming up, and we'll let our listeners know all the details, but you are doing a Comfort by Candlelight evening. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's October 16th at beautiful Savory Lutheran Church. I know you'll give the listeners all the information, but I have to tell you, Mike, I've gotten to do many things in my life. In the pop field, I've sung for kings and queens and popes, and I've gotten an incredible blessing to. I was in the women's world a while doing arenas with women of faith, and
Right. So
I've gotten to meet a lot of people, and I'm one of these people that really looks people in the eye and hears their stories. And you hear a lot about people's lives. I mean, we're on this side of the veil. We are not in the garden. We're going to get the garden back, but we're not. And
Right. There's
life is hard. There's pain here. And so I've listened to many stories, and I have my own stories. So I thought, at this point in my life, I approached my manager and went, wouldn't it be wonderful to just go across the country and do a night of comfort where it's just I get to comfort with the comfort I've received. I know that people are going through it, and if they're not going through it and they're on the mountaintop, surely you don't stay there for long. Mm. And so I just went, what a privilege it would be to go across the country for a free night. And I've been doing it. I started it about a year and a half ago. We usually have about four generations of people. I sing, I speak. I have Michelle Margiotto, who used to be the worship leader for Times Square Church in New York City, David Wilkerson's church. He's an amazing guitar player and piano player. And I find that people leave with, you know, I just want to remind people what they have. I want, you know, you lose perspective. Sometimes the seasons or the days that you're going through make you feel like there's not going to be a tomorrow. And especially people going through things in their personal lives, and then you turn on the TV and you see all the chaos going on. And I just want to be a conduit. I just want to be a place where, you know, people can find comfort and hope and encouragement. And that's why even when I go to these churches like Beautiful Lutheran, I want it to be like a comfort house. You're coming in and you're going to get fresh wind blown in the sails of your heart. So, and that's what it's done. I'm amazed and I'm so thankful for it.
Again, that is coming to Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church in Powell. As Kathy said, the tickets are free, but you do need a ticket. You can get those through itickets.com. Just search for Kathy Tricoli, or you can contact the church office, and they can arrange tickets for you as well. But definitely you want to be there. Doors open at 6:15, Tuesday, October 16th, and that will all start at 7 p.m. Well, Kathy, kind of tying in with that, tell me about your KT's Comfort Box.
Well, I'll be presenting it that night. You know, I want to say this, too, before we leave, Mike. I have people at the event a lot going, I wish I brought my mother who wouldn't step foot into church, or my sister who's man of God. And, you know, it's very important to me, especially that I wasn't a church girl, to create a living room atmosphere. I mean, seeing me is like, you know, us having dinner together. Mm. And what has happened is people go, can I bring something home to these people? Or I have a sister in the hospital with breast cancer. Or so I put together this box that has comfort music in it. It has an audio CD of me speaking all comfort scriptures that have comforted me through the years. I have these little comfort cards that you can carry in your wallet or in your purse, and they're all amazing quotes of encouragement that just kind of give you, you know, that lift through the day. So it's just a little box of comfort that I'll have at the event.
Mm-hmm. And again, that will be available at the event. And finally, tell me a little bit about your mission work. You were talking earlier about your work with Women of Faith in Arenas, and now you're doing cruises, I believe, going into your 20th year, right?
Yeah, I often joke, Mike, somebody's got to do it. Might as well be me, right?
That's right, yeah.
I tell you what, I can't believe it's 20 years I've been doing it, but this is a special one. It's coming up at the end of January, and you can, if you're at the event, I'll talk about it, but on my website, you can, KathyTricoli.com. 10 days, it's my first 10-day cruise. I usually do the Caribbean or Alaska or just different places, and I'm doing the Panama Canal with stops at some beautiful Caribbean islands. And I have loved the songs of Gary Chapman and Wayne Watson. I have a jazz chanson. We are going to, it's intimate, it's classy, and it's, we've got devotionals and worship under the stars, and it's for men and women, and it'd be a great, definitely a great Christmas present for people. So, yes, KT and Friends Cruise at the end of January.
And again, you can find more information about that on her website. And the event coming again to Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church, Comfort by Candlelight, an evening with Kathy Tricoli. And you can call 740-938-4248 or get your tickets through itickets.com. This has been a blessing, and thank you for blessing us with your talents in ministry over the years.
Thank you, Mike. My pleasure. And I look forward to seeing everybody. Come on out.